TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh, and you're listening to TED Talks Daily. The sound you're hearing from my voice. What are you hearing? What is sound, anyway? And what is music? What does it mean to really listen? All these questions are considered in today's meditative talk from Dallas Taylor, a sound engineer and the host of the 20,000 Hertz podcast. He spoke at TED 2020 about the meaning of sound and the power of silence. Listen carefully. And if you want to hear more, check out 20,000 Hertz wherever you get your podcasts.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
For many of us right now, our lives are quieter than normal. And quiet can be unnerving. It can make you feel lonely or just all too aware of the things you're missing out on. I think about sound all the time. I'm a sound designer and I host the podcast 20,000 Hertz. It's all about the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds. But I think this is the perfect time to talk about silence. Because what I've come to understand is that there is no such thing as silence. And the person who opened my mind to this idea is one of the most influential composers in history. John Cage has made an impact on artists in many genres, from avant-garde musicians to modern dance to pop music. Right now, we're listening to his 1948 piece called In a Landscape. This version was recorded in 1994 by Stephen Drury. This piece is actually not very typical of John Cage's writing. He's more known for his innovations and avant-garde techniques. But despite his reputation, no one was prepared for what he did in 1952, when he created the most daring piece of his career. It was called 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds, and it was a piece that some critics even refused to call music. Because for the entire duration of the piece, the performer plays nothing at all. Well, to be technical, the performer is actually playing rest, but to the audience, it looks like nothing's happening. John Cage's 4:33 was performed for the first time in the summer of 1952 by renowned pianist David Tudor. It was at the Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, New York. This is a beautiful wooden building with huge openings to the outdoors. So David Tudor walked out on stage, sat down at the piano, then closed the piano lid. He then sat in silence, only moving to open and close the piano lid between each of the three movements. After the time was up, he got up and walked off the stage. The audience had no idea what to think. It made people wonder if Cage is even taking his career seriously. A close friend even wrote to him, begging that he not turn his career into a joke. John Cage had, well, if you could call it, composed a piece of music that really challenged some very established ideas about music composition. It's something that musicians still debate today. To understand just what John Cage was thinking, let's back up to the 1940s. Back then, John Cage was making a name for himself composing for the prepared piano. To make music like this, John Cage would put objects inside the piano, between the strings. Things you just find lying around, like screws, tape, and rubber erasers. So now, you've transformed the piano from a tonal instrument with high and low pitches into a collection of unique sounds. The music you're hearing is Cage's Sonata No. 5, from Sonatas and Interludes for Prepared Piano, probably his most famous work outside of 433. This version was performed by Boris Berman. John Cage wrote incredibly detailed instructions about where to place each object in the piano, but it's impossible for every performer to get the exact same objects. So the sound you get is always different. Basically, it comes down to random chance. This was pretty bananas and pretty alien to the way most composers and musicians are taught to do things. John Cage was becoming increasingly interested in chance and randomness, and letting the universe provide the answer to the question, what note should I play next? But to hear the answer to the question, first, you have to listen. And in the 1940s, listening to the universe was getting harder to do. The Muzak Company was founded in the 30s. It really took off, and soon there was constant background music, nearly everywhere. It was almost impossible to escape. John Cage realized that people were losing the option to shut out the background music of the world. He worried that Muzak would prevent people from hearing silence altogether. In 1948, 4 years before he wrote 433, John Cage mentioned that he wanted to write a 4.5 minute long piece of silence and sell it to the Muzak Company. It started as something of a political statement or an offhand comment, but this idea struck a nerve and quickly evolved. John Cage was starting to think deeply about silence. And when he visited a truly quiet place, he made a startling discovery. John Cage visited an anechoic chamber at Harvard University. Anechoic chambers are rooms that are acoustically treated to minimize sound to almost zero. There are no sounds in these rooms, so John Cage didn't expect to hear anything at all. But he actually heard his own blood circulating. I've personally experienced an anechoic chamber, and it's a really wild experience that can completely change your perceptions about sound and silence. It really felt like my brain just turning up an amplifier, grasping for anything to hear. Just like John Cage, I could very clearly hear my blood pushing through my body. John Cage realized in that moment that no matter where we are, even our bodies are making sound. There's basically no such thing as true silence. As long as you are in your body, you're always hearing something. This is where John Cage's interest in chance and randomness met his interest in silence. He realized that creating an environment with no distractions wasn't about creating silence. It wasn't even about controlling noise. It was about the sounds that were already there, but you suddenly hear for the first time when you're really ready to listen. That's what's so often misunderstood about 433. People assume it's a joke, but that couldn't be further from the truth. It sounds different everywhere you play it, and that's the point. What John Cage really wanted us to hear is the beauty of the sonic world around us. .433 should be a mindful experience that helps you focus on accepting things just the way they are. It's not something that anyone else can tell you how you're supposed to feel. It's deeply personal. It also brings up some pretty big questions about our sonic world. Is 433 music? Is it sound? Is sound music? Is there even a difference? John Cage reminds us that music isn't the only kind of sound worth listening to. All sounds are worth thinking about. We have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reset our ears. And if we become more conscious of what we hear, we'll inherently make our world sound better. Quietness is not when we turn off our minds to sound, but when we can really start to listen and hear the world in all of its sonic beauty. So in this spirit, let's perform the first movement of 4:33 together, wherever you are. It's only 30 seconds long. Listen to the texture and rhythm of the sounds around you right now. Listen for the loud and soft, the harmonic, the dissonant, and all the small details that make every sound unique. Spend these 30 seconds as present, mindful, and focused in this real-life sonic moment. Enjoy the magnificence of hearing and listening. So here comes the first movement, starting now.
And that's it. We did it. This TED Talk was based off of an episode of 20,000 Hertz, which is my podcast, and it's also the newest member of the TED family of podcasts. 20,000 Hertz is a lovingly crafted show that reveals the stories behind the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds. In addition to the 4:33 episode this talk was based on, you'll also find tons of other fascinating sound stories. We've unpacked the origin stories behind the Wilhelm scream, the THX deep note, the NBC chimes, the Xbox startup sound, the Netflix Sonic logo, the sound of Star Wars, cartoons, and so many more. The stories behind these sounds are so fascinating, some surprising, and some surprisingly emotional. We also dive into subjects like brain science, theme songs, music copyrights, the sound of Hamilton, sonic illusions, sound of the deep ocean, and even the sound of other planets. The podcast is also clean and appropriate for all ages. So take a few moments right now to go subscribe to 20,000 Hertz, which is all spelled out without any numbers. T-W-E-N, you get the idea. Once you find our purple logo, tap subscribe and enjoy. I'll meet you there.